Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance. In this week's podcast, I take a look at the potential implications and risks relating to the removal of chimney breasts. It's essential listening for RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidates pursuing the building pathology and other related technical competencies. Chimney breasts first became a feature in residential buildings in the late medieval period when brick became available as a building material. They became common in the 17th and 18th centuries when the use of coal became widespread. However, in many buildings, fireplaces have stopped being used and their chimneys have been blocked up. The exception to this is the modern trend of installing wood-burning stoves in both old and new buildings. Disused or blocked up chimneys can lead to a variety of issues, which we'll discuss in today's podcast. Furthermore, as chimney breasts take up space in rooms and can create unused or unusable space, many homeowners seek to remove them altogether. Disused chimney breasts come with a variety of issues. Most commonly is damp due to a variety of potential causes. One is water penetration down uncapped open flues. Second is water penetration through the walls of the chimney, particularly in exposed locations, side stacks or chimneys with offsets. Poor pointing, cracks, lack of flaunching or the use of inappropriate materials such as cement rather than lime mortar can exacerbate the problem. Third is condensation within block flues due to a lack of ventilation. Fourth is hygroscopic salts, which form when fossil fuels are burnt. They attract moisture and can affect internal plasterwork. And fifth is carbon staining due to water reacting with carbon deposits in the chimney. We'll look at the identification and diagnosis of damp in a separate set of blog articles. There are several ways to deal with the above causes of damp, including installing a ventilated cap to the top of the chimney stack. A competent roofer or chimney sweep should be able to do this at relatively low cost. Installing internal ventilation to the chimney breast internally, usually where the chimney stack has been removed. Internal to external ventilation could also be considered for internal chimneys, or installing a flue balloon or a dampener if the chimney may be occasionally used. Many homeowners will decide to remove the chimney breast completely to open rooms up, add additional space, or remove the maintenance liability if the chimney breast is in particularly poor condition. However, removing a chimney breast can be expensive and time-consuming. It will also require building control approval, see Part A of the building regulations. It will also require the input of a structural engineer, as severe structural damage can be caused if the chimney breast is also a load-bearing wall. The structural engineer will issue calculations and advise on how the building will be supported after the chimney breast is removed. This could include the use of gallows brackets or, if these are not suitable, then installing fire-protected steel beams. Inappropriate methods of supporting the structure include corbelled brickwork and timber bearers fixed into the existing floor or ceiling joists. Further considerations when removing a chimney breast include checking if the property is in a conservation area or if it's a listed building where additional constraints or approvals may be required. Checking if the chimney breast also forms a party wall and then complying with the Party Wall etc. Act 1996. And isolating or removing any services contained in the chimney breast prior to works commencing. Planning consent is generally not required as removal of a chimney breast is generally classed as permitted development. As a surveyor, it's important to know about the construction of buildings and to be able to identify key defects and follow the trail to provide a diagnosis if within your scope of competence. In particular, if you're inspecting a property, then it's important to identify if a chimney breast has been removed and if you need to refer the client to their solicitor for confirmation of building regulations approval and to check if there was a party wall agreement for the work. You should briefly advise your client about the implications if these have not been obtained, but leave the detailed advice to the solicitor. More importantly, if only part of the chimney breast has been removed, then you need to be able to determine if adequate support has been installed to support the floors. More than likely, you'll need to recommend a further intrusive investigation. And finally, don't forget to check in the roof space to ensure that any remaining chimney breast is adequately supported. This could be the case where the chimney is shared at roof level and could not be removed. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.